Good day, everyone. Thank you for watching this presentation of Swiss Re's 2014 annual results. My name is Michel Lies. I'm Swiss Re's Group CEO, and I'm here with our Group CFO, David Cole. Together, we are going to present our group's key achievements in 2014, our financial performance, and our outlook for 2015 and beyond. First, the achievements. As you will see, 2014 was another successful year for Swiss Re, leading to a stronger foundation for sustainable earnings going forward. Our achievements are highlighted through the four priorities I set out last year. In terms of our group strategy, we again demonstrated underwriting discipline in 2014. We capitalized on our differentiating factors. These give us access to unique opportunities and allow us to provide clients with tailored solutions. Our productivity measures are also delivering results. We expanded in high-growth market in a disciplined manner. In Property and Casualty Re, we maintained strong underwriting results despite rate pressure and continued our expansion into casualty. Corporate Solutions continued to deliver profitable growth and extended its presence in China and Latin America. In Life and Health Re, we took decisive action to restore the profitability of our in-force portfolio, particularly our pre-2004 U.S. YRT book, which had been problematic for some time. These actions will help us achieve our return on equity target of 10%-12% for Life and Health Re by 2015. Gross cash generation for Admin Re was almost twice as high as last year. Admin Re also strengthened its franchise in the U.K. and continued its exit from the U.S. Our asset management team delivered a strong return on investment by actively rebalancing assets to deal with the low interest rate environment. Our target capital structure is on track. This gradually reduces our cost of capital and optimizes our financial flexibility. Our group capitalization remains very strong. At the end of 2014, our capital was more than $10 billion higher than that required for a double A rating from S&P. Our last reported group SST ratio was 249%, as shared with you in November. Based on our strong capital position and business performance, the board will propose important capital actions, which I will comment on shortly. These reflect our confidence in future earnings and long-term growth prospect for Swiss Re. Let's now look more closely at four of our main achievements in 2014. First, in Property and Casualty, then in Life and Health Reinsurance, in Asset Management, and then finally in Capital Management. In Property and Casualty, our strong and stable underwriting track record continues. We have consistently demonstrated the resilience of our underwriting skills through the cycle. This is a key differentiator for Swiss Re. Remember, this slide covers the whole of our P&C operation, so it includes both P&C Re and Corporate Solutions. You see the drastic reduction in interest rates over the last decade and a half, and also a significant reduction in our combined ratio. Swiss Re's approach of underwriting based on risk-free rates and not including additional investment return has been a key factor in our success. Underwriting discipline underpins everything that we do at Swiss Re. It is part of our DNA and has allowed us to become a leader in the industry. As I mentioned, the group took the decisive action in 2014 to improve the profitability of Life and Health Reinsurance. First and foremost, there was our underperforming pre-2004 U.S. YRT book. We flagged this issue at our Investors Day in June 2013 and explained our plan to fix it. In short, this book was a significant drag on earnings. With an average duration of 13 years, it would have impacted earnings for a long time to come. We successfully concluded transaction with key clients during the fourth quarter, and as expected, this had a negative impact on Life and Health Re 2014 results. Addressing this issue and taking decisive action to enhance future profitability in Life and Health Re is ultimately positive for Swiss Re and our shareholders. The other action we took was to unwind the funding structure supporting a longevity transaction. There was no change in the longevity part of the transaction. We continue to like longevity risk. We took advantage of an opportunity to unwind asset funding arrangement as assets held in the structure were earning a lower return than the interest payable on the related debt. We were able to unwind the arrangement at overall attractive economics, and while this created an accounting loss, it is expected to improve future earnings. These actions underline our commitment to achieving a return on equity in Life and Health Re of 10%-12% by 2015. We also delivered a strong return on investment in 2014 and a steady investment performance over time. Active asset rebalancing has helped mitigate the effect of lower interest rates. If interest rates remain at record low levels, this will, of course, put additional pressure on our return on investment going forward. Our 2014 business performance and strong capital position allows us to provide another significant capital distribution. The Board of Directors will propose a regular dividend of 4.25 francs. That's 10% more than last year, plus a special dividend of 3 francs, for a total distribution of 7.25 francs per share, which will use up our tax-privileged legal reserves from capital contributions. With that reserve fully utilized, we expect any future excess capital measures to be in the form of share buybacks. Accordingly, the Board will also propose a share buyback program of up to 1 billion francs at the upcoming AGM. You can see from the chart that the implementation of our business unit structure in 2012 has supported a strong flow of dividends up from the business unit and onto shareholders. Our dividend policy has not changed. We aim to maintain the regular dividend and grow it with long-term earnings. So where do we stand with regard to our financial targets? In 2014, we generated earnings per share slightly above $10, and a return on equity above 10%. Both the return on equity and earnings per share are above the watermark levels implied by our financial targets. We will provide an update on our economic net worth per share target on the 18th of March, when we publish our 2014 EVM results, together with the full 2014 annual report. I'll now hand over to David for the financial highlights, and we'll return later to update you on our strategy and business outlook.
Thank you, Michel, and good day to all of you from me as well. I'll begin my presentation with the key highlights of 2014. I'm pleased to report Swiss Re achieved a strong net income of $3.5 billion for 2014. Resilient P&C underwriting was a key contributor. It was also a solid contribution from our investments, where the ROI was a strong 3.7%. As Michel already mentioned, our group results were impacted by a series of management actions taken in Life and Health Re. These actions are expected to improve the future profitability of this business. Corporate Solutions continues to implement its growth strategy, increasing its net premiums earned by almost 18% while delivering on its profitability targets. Admin Re reports excellent gross cash generation, driven by the release of surplus reserves and the sale of a U.S. portfolio. As Michel mentioned, on the basis of both our business performance and our capital strength, the Board will propose capital measures that distribute 2.5 billion Swiss francs to shareholders in the form of a regular dividend and a special dividend, along with up to 1 billion Swiss francs in the form of a share buyback program for a duration of 12 months. On slide 12, you'll find the usual overview of key figures. I will not walk you through this slide. However, I would like to highlight that, as in recent years, unrealized gains again significantly increased shareholders' equity during 2014, mainly as a result of lower interest rates. One additional matter I'd like to mention is that the U.S. dollar and Swiss franc were almost at par at the end of the year. Staying with foreign exchange, I'd like to briefly comment on the Swiss National Bank's decision to remove the minimum exchange rate to the euro. As a globally diversified group, this does not have a significant impact on Swiss Re, We are broadly currency matched, with premiums generally invested in the same currency in which claims will be paid. Dividends are paid in Swiss francs, but this is a well-established process and we actively manage this FX risk. Let's move to P&C Re results. P&C Reinsurance delivered another set of strong results in 2014. A diversified earnings stream, along with a lower than expected level of natural catastrophes, helped the bottom line and the ROE of our business. We have noted the current market environment is challenging and pricing is under pressure. Michel will spend more time on this when he talks about our January renewals. However, our team is working tirelessly to help our clients with their risk protection needs while earning good returns for our shareholders. Our longer-term view and our deep knowledge are what set Swiss Re apart from many other players. Yes, P&C Re has had an exceptionally low combined ratio this year, an exceptionally high ROE, neither at levels sustainable over the longer term. We do expect NatCat losses to revert to the mean. It might not happen in 2015, nor in 2016, but we believe it will happen. Our P&C Re franchise is ideally placed to continue to deliver value. We have a differentiated business model, and we will continue to work hard to outperform the competition. As Michel mentioned earlier, today we announced the outcome of the decisive actions we've taken to resolve the issues surrounding our poorly performing pre-2004 YRT business in the United States. This involved a small number of clients, valued clients, where this business was causing a significant drag on our earnings and was not expected to improve. The actions we took led to a pre-tax charge of $623 million in 2014. More importantly, they secure an important foundation for the future profitability of this business. The charge is higher than the estimate we provided in November. At that time, we made assumptions about the structure and accounting of the expected settlement arrangements, such as the split between recaptured and newly priced business. The ultimate form and structure we agreed with our clients led to a higher U.S. GAAP charge. However, the underlying economics did not change and are broadly in line with our earlier assumptions. We also unwound the asset funding portion of a UK longevity structure. To be clear, we did not unwind the longevity risk within the deal. We continue to like longevity risk. This restructuring will help improve future profitability, and by removing operating leverage from our balance sheet, it improves the overall quality and transparency of our capital position. Taxes payable is calculated on the overall balance sheet. The tax benefit resulting from this restructuring is therefore shared between Life and Health Re and P&C Re. So while the pre-tax charge in Life and Health Re was $344 million, the post-tax charge to the group as a whole was $195 million U.S. I would be remiss if I didn't update you on the current business we're writing. The Life and Health team has been busy developing solutions to meet clients' needs and had achieved numerous successes in 2014. During the year, we saw significant growth in both life and health at attractive returns. We like life and health risk. They play to our strengths. Our corporate solutions business has delivered another year of profitable growth across all regions. The business unit is on track to deliver on its ambitions for premium and ROE in 2015. You've heard me say this before, but I would like to repeat it. We're not driven by top-line growth. The quality of the portfolio remains our key driver. As I mentioned during our Q3 2014 results call, the combined ratio, after adjusting for benign nat cat and favorable reserve developments, is higher than we expected a year ago. Expenses were higher than initially planned, and we experienced higher than expected man-made losses during the year. Current expense levels reflect ongoing investments for growth. In 2014, that included expenses associated with acquisitions in Colombia and China, and the opening of an office in Frankfurt. I'm also pleased that Corporate Solutions upstreamed $700 million of dividends to the group during 2014, of which $400 million U.S. was an extraordinary dividend in the fourth quarter. Admin Re had a good year. Gross cash generation was excellent, thanks to successful management actions. This allows us to increase the forecast for gross cash generation through to 2016, and Michel will talk about this in a moment. Such management actions include extracting value from the current portfolio, adding new policies to the UK platform through a recent acquisition, and announcing the sale of the US subsidiary Aurora. The sale is another key milestone in the Admin Re's ongoing exit from the US. Net income was impacted by the loss from the Aurora sale. However, under our economic framework, this transaction generated an EVM profit of a similar magnitude. We also expect a small positive impact on the group's overall SST ratio. Admin Re's ROE is depressed particularly due to the sale of the Aurora and the business unit's large equity base. Please note, unrealized gains on the business unit's balance sheet increased by $1.2 billion during 2014. The management team remains focused on improving return on equity. We continue to look at opportunities to release capital and remit surpluses to the group, which will contribute to a lower equity base, while we continue to seek to invest in attractive new opportunities. Combined, these actions will improve ROE. Our asset management team delivered another strong performance in 2014. We also have maintained a high-quality investment portfolio. Average invested assets were broadly unchanged over the year. Lower interest rates toward the end of the year helped offset the impact from net asset outflows. The main portfolio changes during 2014 included the reduction of equities and alternative investments, which realized appreciation earned over recent years. These realized gains supported the strong return on investments, which was slightly better than last year. It reflects solid performance in the current environment and was primarily driven by higher net investment income and realized gains from equity sales. We continue to see low levels of impairments, reflecting the portfolio's high quality. Finally, our running yield was slightly higher than last year and in line with our expectation. You can see our current investment allocation remains in line with our midterm plan. It is also consistent with our business mix and the economic outlook. 2014 saw an increase in government bonds and a decrease in equities and alternative investments. We remain on track to achieve our target capital structure, having made significant progress during 2014. The capital figures and leverage ratios you see here will be updated with the publication of our EVM results on the 18th of March. Details on our U.S. GAAP common shareholders' equity are on slide 20. Net income and unrealized gains were the main drivers for the rise over the previous year, largely offset by dividends paid and foreign exchange movements. I will now hand back to Michel for the business and strategy outlook.
Thank you, David. I will provide you with a business outlook for 2015, together with our priorities. I will also introduce our new group financial targets, which will start in 2016. First, our priorities for the group in 2015. Our ambition is to successfully execute our current strategy and meet our 2011-2015 group financial targets. We will take full advantage of our differentiation to generate value for both our clients and shareholders. We will aim to maintain our focus on underwriting discipline, particularly considering the challenging market environment. We will allocate capital to risk pools that meet our strategic and financial objectives. We will continue to shift capital and talent to high-growth markets, as we have done in the past, and maintain our focus on productivity measures. Our dividend policy remains unchanged. In property and casualty Re, we will continue to differentiate our offering through knowledge, expertise, and tailored services. In life and health Re, we will aim to grow profitable new business and deliver our 2015 return on equity objective of 10 to 12%. In Corporate Solutions, we will be executing on our commitment to profitable growth, with particular focus on high-growth markets. The Admin Re team will continue to work hard to enhance our closed life book franchise, maintain operational excellence, and focus on selective new portfolio acquisitions. I will now turn more specifically to our January renewals. This is an important renewal for our P&C Re business, as approximately 60% of our treaty book renews on that date. While this was certainly a challenging renewal, it was also a disciplined renewal. For our portfolio, risk-adjusted price quality decreased by 3% points and volume decreased by 4%. While rates in total are down, our book remains a quality book. Importantly, Swiss Re remained firm on critical terms and conditions. With the January renewals behind us, this allows me to provide an estimate for Property and Casualty Re's 2015 combined ratio. We estimate this will be 97%, assuming a normal level of large losses. This is 2% higher than last year, with the increase due to both the lower rate environment and a change in business mix at Swiss Re. We are writing more casualty business now than last year. Casualty business typically has a higher nominal combined ratio than property. Of course, that does not necessarily mean the economics are less attractive. We prefer looking at business on an economic basis, as we believe that is what will drive long-term shareholder value. David and I have spent a lot of time talking about our actions in life and health reinsurance, so I will not dwell on this slide. But I would like to remind you that this business remains strategically attractive for Swiss Re. Long-term demographics and economic changes will play to our strengths. We will continue to optimize our global franchise, and we believe our expert knowledge of biometric risk will deliver return for shareholders. We are fully committed to a return on equity of 10 to 12% in this segment by 2015. Corporate solution strategy implementation is on track. The team is doing a great job in executing their strategy. Despite the softening market environment, we are on track to reach the goal of $4 to $5 billion gross premium written at a 10 to 15% return on equity by 2015. The challenging market environment is also the main reason why we expect the combined ratio for 2015 to be higher, at 98%. We see opportunities to move more significantly into high-growth market and to expand into primary lead. In Admin Re, we are keen to pursue further growth opportunities and to build our existing franchise in the UK. Since the formation of this business unit, Admin Re has generated a steady flow of cash and upstream significant amounts of dividend to the group. Admin Re increased the gross cash generation forecast for the period 2014 to 2016, mainly due to excellent cash generation in 2014. During the next 2 years, we expect about $500 million more. In the same period, we expect about $600 million in dividend to be upstreamed to the group. We continue to work on improving the optionality of this business unit, which includes the use of external funding for new business transactions. Finally, a few words on principal investments. About three quarters of its $2.7 billion carrying value at the end of 2014 is now in insurance-related investments, with much of it in high-growth market. This is totally in line with principal investment mandate, and we expect that pattern to continue. Principal investment is a complementary access point into our core business alongside our traditional strategies in reinsurance and corporate solutions. There are clear limits, and principal investments is fully embedded in our overall asset allocation. Principal investments delivered a strong performance in 2014, as expressed by its return on investment and total return figures. Swiss Re is well positioned to tackle the future challenges of the insurance sector and harvest attractive returns. We benefit from our deep underwriting knowledge and more than 150 years of experience. Our global reach and product diversification allows us to sustain profitable levels. Our strong capital allows us to remain agile in deploying capacity. We will systematically allocate capital to risk portfolio that meet our targets and align resources accordingly. In doing so, our focus will remain on profitability and economic growth, which will be the cornerstones of our new financial targets. Our first target for 2016 and beyond will be to deliver a return on equity of 700 basis points above the risk-free rate. This will keep our focus on maintaining our strong underwriting track record and ensure that we provide attractive returns compared to our peers. The return on equity target will be benchmarked against 10 years US government bonds, with a careful monitoring of a basket of rates given our diversified business offering. Our second target will be to grow economic net worth per share by 10% per year. This will ensure that we remain committed to sustainable business growth and shareholder value creation. The economic net worth growth per share will be calculated on a year-on-year growth rate. Both targets are set over the cycle in order to provide a long-term view and ensure measurement is not disrupted by any particular individual year. With these targets, we maintain our focus on both profitability and economic growth over the long term. Thank you for watching this video on Swiss Re's 2014 annual results.